With your Ag News, I'm Furman Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Red meat exports set volume and value records in the month of May. Dan Hellstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says beef continues to put up eye-opening numbers.
We exceeded $1 billion in value again in the month of May to an all-time record high, also record-breaking on a volume basis. Broad-based growth once again.
Hellstrom was quick to point out it's not any one market that's pushing beef exports higher.
Of course, you know, we continue to see growth out of China, but we have other parts of the world, Indonesia, Philippines, Caribbean region, places like Colombia, all showing significant growth. You know, one of the things we're always focused upon is market diversification. We're trying to create incremental growth in some newer markets, and we have a record month in May, and that's with two of our larger markets, Japan and Korea, both being down slightly on volume. So the strategy is working.
When it comes to other exports, Hellstrom noted that despite being well below last year's large totals, pork exports posted a 2022 high in the month of May. And American lamb exports also continued to gain momentum in May, led by growth in the Caribbean and Mexico. And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
My friends at Steffes Group are conducting another bi-monthly online equipment auction closing Wednesday, August 10th at 10 a.m. at all Steffes Upper Midwest locations, featuring several four-wheel, two-wheel, and mechanical front-wheel drive tractors, combines, headers, conventional trucks with and without sleepers, construction equipment, and more. Go to steffesgroup.com for photos and descriptions for other bi-monthly online equipment auctions. That is steffesgroup.com.
Farmers in Minnesota looking to enter or exit farming have two new resources available through a partnership between the Minnesota Department of Agriculture and the Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation and Minnesota Dairy Initiative. Both can work with farmers to put together kitchen table on-farm teams to help farmers navigate their way through farm transition and succession planning. Areas such as property law, property transfer, as well as leases and other contracts, accounting, lending, as well as psychological and spiritual support are available. The service is available on a first-come, first-served basis until funding for the fiscal year runs out. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.